4:49 here on DEV. Let's go out to the phone line, bring out our guy Kyle over at Six and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, Vermont, and upstate New York's most complete locally owned home center with locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and at Swanton Lumber, Rouse's Point, New York as well. They're online at sixandstuff.com. Kyle, happy Monday. How are you?
Happy Monday. I'm doing good. I'm enjoying the sunshine right now before it disappears behind the moon, which is all I've been hearing about lately, but I'll enjoy it today.
Yes, are you getting eclipse fever, St. Albans, in the 100% totality range? Are you excited for 3 minutes and 32 seconds of darkness coming up April 8th?
So excited, it probably isn't the word I would use. There's a lot of planning that's going into it, just because we're trying to figure out with all those extra people in downtown St. Albans, since we are going to be in that path, you know, how to handle deliveries and all of that stuff. So the moving parts of it are coming into picture. So I wouldn't say excited. Is it going to be neat? Yes. Is it going to be very, very busy, busier than normal? Yes. Yes, it is. So it'll be cool. It's going to be like Christmas, right? So it's going to be months and months and months of planning for presents that get ripped open in 3 minutes and then everybody forgets about. So
will we see Six and Stuff, St. Albans location, cornering the market on eclipse glasses or anything?
I don't think we'll be cornering the market on eclipse glasses, but we do have like some welding goggles and other things that you could stare through if you get really desperate.
Okay. Well, there you go. Keep note of that. Otherwise, you mentioned the sun being out there. With that comes some warmer temperatures, and temperatures could reach mid-50s tomorrow. Spring cleaning time.
Spring cleaning, yeah. So a lot of people must be staring out their windows that have been getting dirty the last couple months because people have been coming in lately for you know, window and screen replacement, stuff like that, paper towels, Windex, other cleaning products. There's a lot of different things on the market. We have a really cool product by a company called Spray Away. That's probably one of the most popular ones. We normally buy it by the case. I know they use it in the auto shop, and all of our truck drivers use it on their windshields all the time. It's a foaming glass cleaner. It does have ammonia in it, so it is streak-free. You can use anything. There's some older people who come in who still swear by using newspaper to clean their windows, so you can try the newspaper trick, or you can use regular paper towels. But, yeah, spring cleaning is in full effect, so everybody's in spit-shine in their houses.
Spit-shine in their houses. Can we pick up some of the other basic needs for spring cleaning, brooms, garbage bags, et cetera? Can we get all of it done there at Sticks and Stuff in Swanton Lumber?
Oh, yeah, rake, shovels, brooms, mops, contractor bags. One of the most popular things actually the last couple of weeks has been just garbage cans. Like one of the really good ones we have is called the Brute. So, I mean, it can take a beating. It's made out of like a flexible rubber material so it doesn't get brittle in the cold. The guys love it on job sites because you can throw a 2x4 from 20 feet into it and it won't break it. So, yeah, all kinds of stuff like that. Yard cleanup, I know, is going to be a big one. Wheelbarrows are going to be pretty popular right now when the last little bit of snow goes. And then, you know, once that other season, mud season, goes away, everyone's going to have all that lawn debris from all the windstorms and everything that we have. I know I have a bunch of limbs that are down at my house still that I'm not going to deal with until mud season's over. But, yep, everyone's kind of focused with their eye on the prize. They're getting their yards cleaned up so they don't have to deal with it in the spring and the summer so they can actually kick back and relax.
I know, and soon it's going to be lawn mowing season. You mentioned yard maintenance in general, but soon it's going to be yard waste bag season. And I got to tell you, of all outdoor things to buy and do, cleaning up my grass clippings is like my least favorite thing, Kyle.
Well, there is a guy at the St. Albans location that has a bunch of goats, so maybe if you want to reach out to him, he can just loan you his goats for a couple of weeks, and then you'll have nothing to clean up.
Yeah, that would certainly be nice. So there you go. Kyle over at Six and Stuff and Swanton Lumber. Again, Vermont and upstate New York's most complete locally owned home center, sixandstuff.com. Kyle, be well. We'll talk in 7 days.
Sounds good. Take care, everybody.
All right. There goes Kyle. It's 4:53. We'll go back to the newsroom next on DEV.